Alaskans will vote in local elections tomorrow. In Fairbanks, three candidates seeking election to a seat on the Interior Gas Utility Board all agree it's taken far too long to bring natural gas into the Fairbanks area. All three say if elected, they'll push to accelerate the IGU's efforts to bring gas here and build a system to deliver gas to its customers. KUAC's Tim Ellis reports.
The Interior Gas Utility was established 5 years ago by the Fairbanks North Star Borough to offer area residents a lower-cost alternative to heating oil and a cleaner-burning fuel than either oil or firewood. IGU board candidate Patrice Lee is a longtime air quality advocate, and she says her experience with the issue would help her move the IGU to more quickly secure delivery of natural gas to Fairbanks and from here to the area's homes and businesses.
The opportunity to get affordable, clean energy to Fairbanks is a natural extension of our need to clean up the air.
Board candidate Scott Eichholt agrees that's important but secondary to the main mission of getting gas here and distributing it.
A lot of folks are focused on getting clean air, but in order to get there, we've got to get the job done first.
Jeffrey Rensel's also seeking election to a three-year term in the board, and he cites affordability as his priority.
We need to get this going so we can get an alternate and an affordable fuel to heat our homes and businesses, and it will help us clean up our air.
The 60-year-old Rensel retired a few years ago after working 28 years for the State Department of Health and Social Services, and he now works as a juvenile justice officer at the Fairbanks Youth Facility. And he says that experience with bureaucracy would help him get the IGU moving more quickly.
To make faster progress is basically what I'm looking at. Going so slow, talking things to death is not what I do. You want to get in, get it done, and move on.
Eichholt, who's 45, emphasizes his experience with construction and contracting, gained through 9 years of work with Local 942 of the Laborers Union, where he now serves as business manager. Before that, he worked for Norcon, a big Anchorage-based oil and gas industry contractor.
I've got about 8 years working directly with management and contracts in this type of industry. So it gives me the background, I think, to add a lot of value to the board itself.
Lee cites her diligence in researching issues and organizing and mobilizing the community as among her top qualifications for the board. The 62-year-old retired school teacher points to her work with Clean Air Fairbanks and Friends of Fox Springs as examples. And she says she'll advocate for consumers and businesses if elected to IGU board seat D.
Residents must have stable, affordable, clean energy, and our businesses will be more competitive with affordable, clean energy.
Lee says she'd employ her researcher acumen into the IGU's proposed purchase of Texas-based Pentex Alaska Natural Gas Company. The IGU's considering buying Pentex, the parent company of Fairbanks Natural Gas, mainly for Pentex's natural gas liquefaction facility in the Mat-Su to process the fuel and its trucking operation to transport it to Fairbanks. The utility wants FNG for its natural gas distribution system locally. Both Eichholt and Rensel say they strongly support the Pentex purchase. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.
Voters in parts of Alaska will decide whether to ban marijuana within their borders tomorrow. The statewide initiative that legalized recreational marijuana in 2014 allows local governments to ban cannabis growing, manufacturing, retail, and testing businesses. Tuesday's elections will affect Fairbanks, parts of the Fairbanks North Star Borough, and parts of the Kenai Peninsula Borough, southwest of Anchorage. If the measures are successful, several dozen businesses would have to close. Some in the industry worry that could embolden other communities to pursue bans or cause state lawmakers to consider rolling back legalization. Carrie Kerrigan with the Alaska Marijuana Industry Association called the votes a pivotal moment for the state's cannabis industry. Supporters of the ban say local residents deserve a say on whether cannabis shops should operate in their communities.